In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all those who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Kids, would you mind coming forward? I need some help. I really do. I need your assistance with something. If anybody, any kids, if you consider yourself a kid, you can come forward. The clicker, yeah, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make an age cutoff. Is there? Anson, do you have the clicker? Oh. Yeah, gather around here. I'll sit down. You guys can sit too. Yeah? You're going to sit on my lap? Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. All right. I need some help, which is probably not surprising. But y'all, you guys are smart, right? No. I can tell by looking at you. You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're smart. You're smart?
I'm not. I'm smart.
I am.
Are you confident? That's the question.
Yes.
Yes, very confident. No, that's not true. Now, I just need some help because I have some pictures and I'm having a really hard time figuring out what they are. So if you guys could help me figure out what this picture is. You guys tell what that's a picture of?
What?
A wall. A wall? Okay. Okay.
Nothing.
How about this one?
Nothing.
I don't see anything.
What? That's a wall. Okay. All right. What about this picture? Are you guys stumped too?
There's Christmas cookies.
I got one more. This one.
There's no picture. I think you're hallucinating.
Okay, what? I might be hallucinating. Okay, that's true. But if I were not hallucinating, what might be the problem? If there's actually things in those pictures, what might be wrong?
It's not working.
It's not working? No, well, it's working. Those are the pictures. What do you need to see something in a picture?
Light.
Light. Yes.
Because God's
so,
light.
So, there is no light in these pictures. They're pitch black. You can't tell the difference between, a cheeseburger and a picture of the Mona Lisa. So, the first picture, in case you missed it, I think we all missed it, was this.
Oh, it's Christmas
cookies.
Cookie.
So, you could see it this time. So you actually said Christmas cookies. You did. You did. Oh, I see. Second picture was this. Another familiar Christmas scene. Santa and a reindeer. I don't think he got run over. He looks okay. He's in good health.
No, his reindeer's saying sorry.
It looks like he has a car.
All right. The third picture was this.
Buddy the Elf.
Wow.
Have you met Buddy the Elf? Danny, have you met Buddy the Elf? It's quite a laugh over there. Yeah, you have. Okay, all right. And then the fourth picture was this.
Let it go.
Who are those people?
Let it go.
Let it go. Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, that's it. Those were the four pictures. So, was it easier to see when there was light shining on the pictures?
Yeah.
On the people?
Too dark.
It was. Much easier?
It was much easier when there was no light.
No, I can tell
it was much easier when there was no light.
Oh, really? It was easier to tell it was a wall, maybe.
Yeah, it really was.
Well, I am. It makes me feel better that you also couldn't tell what the pictures were, but that we all needed light to see. So I'm really happy about
you
that.
You can tell what the pictures were.
Well, I'm going to finish talking more about light as we keep going. But I'm going to. You guys can go back to your families. Except for my kids, you have to go back to your mom specifically. Thank you for your help, kids. All right. In case you thought that you got out of playing games, everybody here has to help me out with another problem. I just need you to play a little game called Name That Tune with me. So I'm just gonna hum a little tune, and the first person to raise their hand and get it right gets it right. I don't have any prizes, I'm sorry. You get the satisfaction of being right. Isn't that? That's all we need at Christmas. You don't need another thing. You don't need another present, right? All right, so here we go. Whoa, that was quick. All right. No, you're just making random guesses. Oh, did you know it?
Let it go.
She did it. Let it go. Somebody's seen Frozen before. All right. The kids just have faster hands. Is that what it is? Are their brains faster or just their hands? What? Brains, probably? Oh, I don't know. Pretty smart. We already established that. All right, we'll just do one more. Do you know much Hawaiian? Anybody? Yes, Lori. Mela Kaliki Maka, thank you. Yes. That's correct. That's correct, yes. You got it, most, like, 87% of it correct. Fantastic. Well, thank you all for that. So, you're able to recognize a tune when I hum it, right?
Yeah.
You're not hearing the original recording. You're not hearing all the instrumentation. You're not hearing the lyrics. You're just hearing a melody line hummed however poorly or decently. And yet, here you are, able to name that tune in just a few notes. You're able to recognize a song based on the familiarity of just the way the notes go, the way that they flow. Pictures. We're able to recognize when we see them in the light, right? Now, I'm sure nobody here is scared of the dark, specifically. But you might be scared of being in dark places and not knowing what's in that dark place, right? That's the scary thing, right? The scary thing isn't like the fact that it's dark, because dark can be really nice and peaceful and you can fall asleep in the dark maybe, but it's the unknown, what might be lurking in the dark, that might be a little bit scary for us, right? So, we have this passage in John chapter 1 that talks about Jesus, although it never says his name, it just calls him the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we know that this is talking about Jesus. Through him all things were made. He was with God in the beginning. Jesus has been around. Even before he was born, he was around. He was with God in the beginning. How's that? That's what it says. He was with God in the beginning, at the creation of everything. He was with God. Even though he hadn't been born yet, his presence, his being was there. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Have you seen darkness in your life? In this past year, have you seen some darkness, some dark things? Have you experienced some darkness? Some grief, some sadness, some difficulties, some trials, some health problems, some people that you've had to say goodbye to, cutoffs, trials, tribulations. You've seen the darkness. We've experienced darkness. And darkness can be really depressing, hurtful. It can really bring us down. It can put us in a funk. It can ruin our day, week, month, year. If it is only darkness. But the people walking in darkness, as was read for us earlier, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Have you ever seen a darkness so thick that a light could not show up in it? No. Right? Even if it's a little light, you can still see a little bit of something. Because darkness doesn't put out light. Light wins. That's why we love to have our power, our electricity. We love to have candles. We love to have light so that we can see. Light beats darkness. This passage talks about Jesus as the true light that gives light to everyone. He was in the world, and even though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Even though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. The one who formed and shaped everything and everybody could not be recognized by the ones who were formed and shaped by him. The creation could not see, understand, make sense of their creator when he came in person, in the flesh. It's hard for us to know what light, pure light, looks like. We know what a light bulb looks like. We understand light in reference to what it illuminates, right? Because light helps us see everything. We don't see pure light. We see light reflected on you. I see Dan. You're right there. I see you. Because the light is shining on you. If you were in pitch black somehow in a, I don't know. Yes, some sort of a silicone of blackness was over you. That would be really creepy. But somehow the light was not shining on you. I'd be like, well, what's the problem here? We see light shining on things, but we don't see light itself. We're kind of like fish in that way. Maybe you've heard this reflection from David Foster Wallace called This Is Water. I'll just read a small section of it. He's written a lot, but there are these two young fish swimming along, and they happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way who nods at them and says, "Morning, boys, how's the water?" And the two young fish swim for a bit, and then eventually one of them looks over at the other and goes, "What in the world is water?" Now, if at this moment you're worried that I plan to present myself here as the wise old fish explaining what water is to you younger fish, please don't be. I am not the wise old fish. The immediate point of the fish story is that the most obvious, ubiquitous, important realities are often the ones that are hardest to see and talk about. I'll say that again. The most obvious, ubiquitous, important realities are often the ones that are the hardest to see and talk about. Stated as an English sentence, of course, this is just a banal platitude, but the fact is that in the day-to-day trenches of adult existence, banal platitudes can have life or death importance. They may sound like hyperbole or abstract nonsense. Light is everywhere. It is ubiquitous, obvious, and important. And sometimes we just don't give a thought to where it comes from. We don't give a thought to where the light comes from. We just see what shows up. We don't recognize the light itself. We can go through life experiencing miracle after miracle after miracle, divine intervention after divine intervention. God can move in more ways than we could ever realize, even in one single day. And we can miss it and just think, well, that's just life. We don't realize that there's a light behind that life that makes the light shine, that helps us to see the beauty all around us. We forget the source. We miss out. We don't recognize the one who creates, the one who the story finds its meaning in. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born of not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Simply by recognizing the light, simply by recognizing that Jesus is the light of the world and the hope of all mankind, we can become children of God. That may sound not very profound to you, to be called a child of God. But to somebody who doesn't have a mother or a father, to be chosen by a father who says, I want that one. Well, that's the greatest gift you could give a person. I want you to be my child. I want you to take my name. I want you to be my family. That's what Jesus says to those who walk in the light, who see the light, who say, I'm done pretending that this is all about me. Jesus, this is about you. Thank you for creating this world. Thank you for stepping into my life. Jesus, thank you. He says, be my child, be my daughter, be my son. Be part of my family. Take on my name. You are family to me. You're invited to Christmas dinner. Right? You're invited to every one of the gatherings. You're invited to the whole... Because you're my child. Oh, to be children of the light of the world. There is no greater gift. There's no greater gift than to be the kids of the light of the world. So let's celebrate the light of the world. Continue to receive the good news of Christmas. Let's pray. Mighty God, thank you for today. Forgive us for all the ways that we miss out on what you're doing in the world and in our lives. Wake us up to all the things that we've fallen asleep to. Remind us tonight that you are the light of the world, that there's not a candle that can shine without your will, that doesn't come from you. Shine your light in us. Help us to see and make us your children today. Daughters and sons, beloved family of the God of the universe. It's in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit we pray. Amen.